AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Shot, wounded, and in critical condition. David Sweat, one of two convicted killers who broke out of Dannemora Prison in upstate New York 3 weeks ago, is in a hospital in Albany this morning after being shot by a state police sergeant near the Canadian border yesterday. Fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot dead last week in a confrontation with law enforcement. Governor Andrew Cuomo says a trooper spotted Sweat walking along a roadway yesterday afternoon.
The trooper gave chase. The trooper was unable to catch him on foot. At one point, the sergeant decided to discharge his weapon, hitting Mr. Sweat twice in the torso.
The superintendent of the New York State Police says he assumes that David Sweat was headed for Canada. NASA says the crew of the space stations got enough food and water and other supplies until October. Yesterday, the unmanned rocket carrying new supplies to them broke apart 2.5 minutes after liftoff. SpaceX says the pressure got too high in the liquid oxygen tank, and they're beginning an investigation. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell.
We haven't pinpointed exactly what happened yet. However, we're certainly in an extraordinary position to know what happened, to find what happened, to fix what happened, and to get back to flight.
Myra Thompson's funeral is today. She was one of nine black church members shot dead almost 2 weeks ago in Charleston, South Carolina. Last week, her husband told the white suspect, Dylan Roof, in court that he forgives him. Overseas now to Greece, where banks and ATM machines are shut down today. It's the first day of controls announced by the government. Yesterday, the prime minister called for a referendum because of the uncertainty about a bailout deal. This is AP Radio News. At the movies, Jurassic World is still number one, third weekend in a row. Its domestic take now tops $500 million. It's only the fifth film ever to reach that mark. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Jurassic World and Inside Out are huge hits, making for a sizzling start for Hollywood summer season. Overall, the box office take is up 7% compared to the same weekend last year.
Beyonce won 3 BET awards last night, including Video of the Year for 7-Eleven, while Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj also won multiple awards at the All-Star Show last night. And as we approach the July 4th holiday, gas is $2.77 a gallon. That's down a couple of cents from just a week ago, according to the AAA. But a month ago, gas was 3 cents cheaper. A year ago, gas was $3.68 a gallon. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.